As we inch closer to the end of November, it's time to start thinking about your year-end investment and tax planning. Yeah, you have to start thinking about it. Certified financial planner Art Stein says waiting too long could get expensive. He's a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. Joins us now. Good morning, Art.
Thanks, Tom and Amy.
All right, so now that you've totally spoiled the holiday season, tell us what are some of the tax considerations that people should really be looking at now?
Well, remember, these can be
bad
things. Three things you definitely want to do sooner rather than later. One would be if you want to take care of the energy efficiency tax credit. It expires at the end of the year. It's going to take you a while to use it. What this credit does is give you a tax credit for up to 30% for 30% of the expenditures you make on energy efficient windows, doors, heating and cooling systems in your house. Credit's capped at $1,500, but you have to do it this year. So if you're thinking about replacing some of those parts of your house, this year now is a good time to do it. Second thing is required minimum distributions. These affect people who are over 70 and a half. You're then required to take minimum amounts out of your IRAs and the TSP if you're retired. If you're required to make a withdrawal this year, go ahead and do it. If that got messed up and your withdrawal didn't happen this year, there's a 50% penalty. You don't want to be in that situation. Another one is a Roth conversion decision. If you do a Roth conversion this year, it gives you the maximum flexibility you're ever going to have on paying taxes, and you can always undo the decision. But to do a Roth conversion, most people are going to have to set up a new account and then get money transferred into the new account. It could take a while. It's getting to be towards the end of the year. Go ahead and do that. Then another issue is if you have taxable investment accounts, i.e. outside an IRA, outside the TSP, then you want to look at what's called harvesting losses, which means if you have an investment that's worth less than what you paid for it, if you sell it, it's a taxable loss, and you can offset taxable gains with that. If your losses exceed your gains, then you can deduct up to $3,000 a year against earned income. So that's a good idea if it suits you. And then finally, you know, no one knows what the estate tax is going to be next year, but right now it's scheduled that the maximum exemption on the estate tax is going to go down to $1 million. And that means anybody with a net worth over $1 million could be affected by the estate tax. And if you're in that situation and you care about how much money your heirs get, you would then need to start thinking about ways to reduce your estate tax. This would be gifting, 529 plans, various kinds of trusts, and even doing a Roth conversion. What I want people to take away from this is that things can take longer than you expect. You know, maybe the account application gets lost in the mail. Go ahead and do now the things that you want to get done by the end of the year.
Well, procrastination aside, because I'm the queen of that, when you were talking about Roth conversion, and you've talked about this with us before, can you briefly define what that means? Because there are some subtle differences between the Roth conversion and the other type of Roth.
Yeah, well, a Roth IRA differs from a regular IRA and a TSP account in that the money you withdraw from that account is not taxable and there are no required minimum distributions when you hit 70 and a half. Now, how you get the money in a Roth, there are different ways to do that. Some people can just contribute money to a Roth IRA if their income's low enough. Other people, everybody now can convert an IRA into a Roth IRA or convert their TSP balance once they're retired into a Roth. But if you do that, then you pay all taxes due at the time. Going forward, there would never be taxes on withdrawals and there would not be required minimum distributions. Just to make it more complicated, CSRS employees can put money in the voluntary contribution plans and then transfer it to a Roth. And that can be a very cheap way to get into a Roth IRA and can have lots of benefits. So, you know, Amy, yeah, as you say, it's not an easy issue, but it's an important issue because it's a good idea for some people. It's a bad idea for other people. It's the kind of thing where you probably want to get some financial advice.
And Art, that reduction of the estate tax down to $1 million is that's going to take a lot of people by surprise because it used to be about.
Yeah, if it happens, Tom. And remember, we're not reducing the estate tax by $1 million. We're reducing the exemption.
Right, understood.
So if it goes to $1 million and you have your total net worth is $2 million and you die, means $1 million your net worth is exempted from estate taxes.
No, I understand. My question was, is would that be a good time then if you think that might happen or you want to just make sure to make a gift, say a uniform gift to minors or something to take some value out of your estate now? Or is there some way you can, you know, take that value out now? Without taxing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, again, there are multiple ways to reduce the taxable value of your estate. You can gift a $13,000 per spouse to anybody, really. And those gifts are free of estate tax consequences at that point. You can put money in 529 plans, and when you die, the money in 529 plans, even if it hasn't been spent, is out of your estate. And that's attractive to a lot of people because you actually can get the money back out of the 529 plan if you needed it later on in life to spend on yourself. Of course, there's a penalty if you do that, but it would be well worth paying. There are various kinds of trusts. Credit shelter, grats, irrevocable life insurance trusts. Those are going to get to be a bit more complicated. You're going to have some legal fees. And actually doing a Roth conversion is a good estate tax move because the taxes that you pay now on the Roth conversion are out of your estate.